It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Almost feels like there's a little bit of extra something, a little bit of extra juice inside the Roundhouse tonight, as it is a cold and chilly Friday night, and we got Big East League basketball. We are locked in and ready to go, and we got two key storylines, one for both of these games, and we got winning streaks on the line that go back quite a ways. It's Hiawatha hosting Perry LeCompton tonight, Brandon Tabman, and we got Paige Mueller, we got Megan in studio on KNZA. We're locked in, ready to go. Now let's go into these headlines for tonight, and let's start with the girls' game. You look at this Hiawatha team, currently number four ranked in the 3A class, coming off their only loss of the season in the Thunder Classic Championship game last week to 4A number 7 Rock Creek. Now, the winning streak is in the favor of Hiawatha in this game. The Redhawks have won 10 consecutive games against Perry LeCompton, cause they have not won a game in this matchup since 2019 in early December. So 10 consecutive wins for the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks in game number 1, which is on the line. And then you go to game 2, the Perry LeCompton boys, you flip the script, and a little bit longer that winning streak goes back. Perry LeCompton, they have won 15 straight boys games against the Redhawks. So we got two hefty winning streaks on the line for this one here tonight. Excited to bring it to you as we'll get you the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Not wasting much time. We're getting right into it. It's Perry LeCompton at Hiawatha tonight on KNZA. Let's get you the starting lineups of the girls' game here tonight inside the Roundhouse. And we start with the road team per usual. That is Perry LeCompton under head coach Joey Franzetta. Even Stevens record, they come in 8-8 overall. They are 3-4. In Big East League play, Jolie Corcoran, a 5'4 freshman point guard in the backcourt, averaging north to 6 points per game. Also, Emmy Reed, a 5'5 sophomore, at 11.3 points per contest. Kendall Craig is a 5'7 sophomore, appearing in her 11th game this season, getting a start tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment. Kaylin Metcalf as well, a 5'7 sophomore, 4 points and over 3 rebounds a game. And then you also got Tatum Kalavich, the 6 foot sophomore forward, over 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. So Corcoran, Reed, Kalavich, Craig, and Metcalf for Joey Franzetta and Perry LeCompton. For Hiawatha, Stacy Jasper, second year head coach, number 4 ranked team in 3A, 13-1. They are undefeated at 4-0 in league play. Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore, north of 11 points per game. Claire Twombly is a 5'8 senior, 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Addison Williams on the wing, a 5'6 senior at 5 points per game. Down low, you got Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 senior, 6.6 points, 9-plus rebounds a game. And then Kylie Nelson, 5'5 junior, over 20 points, one of the best players in the Big East League. So Hiawatha going with Williams, Nelson, Twombly, Addison Williams, Kenzie Nelson, a lot of Williams, a lot of Nelsons. The opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. We are ready to rock and roll. Big East League basketball and the Cause wasting little time on the opening tip. And off the instant put-up underneath, it's saved underneath by Kalavich, and it's taken away by Hiawatha, and then a double dribble immediately called going against Kylie Nelson. So Hiawatha holds it for 3 seconds and gives it right back to the Cause. We're only 10 seconds in.
Might be a storyline for tonight as Hiawatha is coming in averaging 12 turnovers a game. Perry LeCompton averages 18.
Well, we saw Hiawatha pour out 20 turnovers in their one loss last week to Rock Creek as Kylie dives on the ground near midcourt trying to take it away from Jolie Corcoran. It is a tie-up. Possession arrow going to keep it with Perry LeCompton. We were talking about the Cause starting lineup. Macy Corcoran, their leading scorer and rebounder, been dealing with an injury. Did not make the start. She was questionable going in. So this is a big loss for this Perry LeCompton team trying to snap a 10-game losing streak against Hiawatha. And they flip that possession arrow around. It is Hiawatha basketball, so it's the second Perry LeCompton turnover as Kylie Nelson has it in the right corner. Gets it to the right wing. This is Michaela Williams with the basketball. Gets to the right wing. Back to Kylie up top. Works a little bit to her left. Now Addison Williams with the short corner left drive. Back up top, Michaela, little stop, little pop from the free throw line. Michaela Williams gets Hiawatha out to an early 2-0 lead. About a minute into this one, here we go. Again, the last time the Cause beats Hiawatha in girls basketball. You got to go back to 2019. It could be a long night as there's a travel on the left wing going against Kendall Craig, the sophomore, and 3 early turnovers now against Perry LeCompton.
Hiawatha coming off their one loss. It's homecoming tonight. They're feeling the energy.
Well, the juice is live here, and we mentioned in the pregame the boys' Perry LeCompton win streak, 15 straight against the Redhawks going back to 2016, and right on cue, it's a right wing 3 from Kylie Nelson, one of the leading scorers in the Big East. That's her 39th made 3 of the year, and Perry LeCompton gets right into the front court and turns it over for a 4th time. Well, we talked to Joey Franzetta before the tip-off tonight, and again, he was mentioning with Macy Corcoran potentially being out, that's going to put Perry in a really challenging position. Macy, their leading scorer and rebounder, nearly 14 points and over 8 boards of contest there without her tonight. As Kylie Nelson, the left wing heat checks a little bit long, and a rebound on the backside is pulled down by sister Kenzie, and then she is tied up, possession arrow. Gives it back to Perry LeCompton, which gives Hiawatha their second turnover, 90-plus seconds into this game with a 5-0 lead. Game tonight here on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Here's Emmy Reed with the basketball. Nice move, splitting a couple defenders, and a short right-wing jump shot gets a kind touch off the rim. Emmy Reed, she's going to have a big night for Perry LeCompton to win in what is appearing to be a hostile environment as the Roundhouse continues to fill up. We're 2 minutes in, 5-2 Redhawks, just getting going here tonight. Here's a left elbow touch, now a right side pass. It's Addison Williams for a triple. This one hits off the back iron, and a good backside rebound was pulled in by Emmy Reed, and then she lost it off her foot and out of bounds.
Hiawatha's going to need to hit the glass more tonight, but Perry LeCompton, they've been doing a great job getting defensive boards. It's there, unfortunately, turned it over once more.
Well, these are two elite rebounding teams in the Big East. Perry LeCompton, they pulled down 37 rebounds a game. Hiawatha north of 31 rebounds to contest. That was it. Royal Valley at St. Mary's Tuesday night, and the Panther girls had 52 rebounds in their win against the Bears. Kylie Nelson, another right wing 3. This one halfway down and out, but Claire Twombly just checked in. Offensive rebound. Michaela Williams gets it underneath, puts it in, and 1. Credit Claire Twombly working hard for the offensive rebound. 7-2 Redhawks, and Michaela at the line for a chance for one more.
first team foul on Perry LeCompton. That's going to go against Emmy Reed. That might be something to watch tonight as well, as Perry is short-staffed.
Well, Perry LeCompton a little bit soft tonight in their depth. Three subs have checked in. Well, we weren't 100% sure if we would see Macy, but she is out there for Perry LeCompton. Macy Corcoran, good to see, battling through an injury here tonight. After the missed free throw, it was an offensive rebound with Kylie Nelson missing a wild shot inside. Tips out to the near side corner, and that one pulled in by Michaela Williams. Kylie gets backed out to the right wing. 5-point Red Hawk lead about 3 minutes in. Now Addison driving, lost it off her footing, and it's taken away by Perry LeCompton. They're trying to get it up the floor quickly. There is Macy Corcoran. Bum right ankle and all. She puts it up and in for two. And that's a game changer for this Perry LeCompton team, with Macy being able to play some minutes tonight. 7-4 Red Hawks. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, opening quarter. Hiawatha team coming off their first loss of the season last week. A right side three down and out for Claire Twombly, but chase down in the corner. Another offensive rebound, this time for Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie gets it right back from Kylie in the corner. She airballs a three right there, right place, right time. It is stuck up and in. Addison Williams with an and-one opportunity. 9-4 Red Hawks, 4:43 on the clock, first quarter.
Pretty much an assist by Kenzie there, Brandon.
Unfortunately, it won't go down as an assist officially in the book, but nonetheless, it might as well have been a pass. So a second and one opportunity here for the Red Hawks. Addison Williams able to cash it home, and she's got an early three spot, and it's a 10-4 Red Hawks lead, 4:43 to go in this opening quarter. So now there's Perry LeCompton team with Macy Corcoran into the front court. Right side it goes. Charlie Blosser, she'll launch an open three from the right wing. Well, short. And letting it go out of bounds, Claire Twombly to go back to the Red Hawks. Pretty quick possession there, but a good look for Blosser on the right wing. And this Perry team's going to be climbing uphill tonight, so open threes, got to take them. Although Perry LeCompton just north of 20% from downtown this season. 4:20 to go, clock moving first quarter, 10-4 Red Hawks on the possession. Perry LeCompton here with a 2-3 zone. Not ideal when Kylie Nelson gets a good look from three, but Claire Twombly another offensive rebound. Well, this is a huge developing story early. The offensive rebounding for Hiawatha heavily in their favor as Kylie drives, trying to dump it down. She got bumped on the baseline, and it's taken away by Perry LeCompton as the Red Hawks turn it over for a fourth time. Here's Emmy Reed all the way to the rack, and using some force, she goes up into a body of a Red Hawk down low. She draws a foul, and she'll shoot two.
Great drive there by the sophomore Reed. She is very quick in getting down on the fast break. Hiawatha, fortunate she only got fouled.
This is Emmy Reed, a sophomore at the line, 11 points per game, 52.5% at the line this season. Her first free throw up and good. Averaging 11 points per game on the season, appeared in 21 games last year as a freshman and still averaged north of 8 points per game. Bright future ahead for the sophomore guard, Emmy Reed. Trying to go 2-for-2 at the line. High arcing, that one good as well. 4 early points for the sophomore Emmy Reed, and that is the lead for the home team Red Hawks. 10-6 on the board, just out the 4 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Perry LeCompton defensively giving it up at 42 points per game. That's a solid number. Hiawatha team scoring it north of 52 a game. Kenzie Nelson down low, had it knocked away in the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Emmy Reed as the Cause are going to bring on two more subs. Kendall Craig's going to check back in. Kaylin Metcalf as well. Macy Corcoran quickly out after a nice couple of minutes. We'll see how Coach Franzetta uses her tonight with the bum ankle. Here's Michaela Williams receiving that inbounds pass in the left corner. Perry has switched it up here. They're going man. Nice backdoor cut by Kylie Nelson. She lost it, but bumped and fouled en route to the basket. And that stops the clock at 3:31. It's going to be a foul on the floor, and it's against Kaylin Metcalf, who just checked back into the game. Sub in quickly for Hiawatha, Remy Sieben Morgan, getting her first minutes here in this one tonight. 3:31 to go, first quarter. Red Hawks 10, Cause 6. Trying to throw it in, Laura Lear still trying to throw it in and dumps it all the way near midcourt. Kylie Nelson grabbing it right in front of the midcourt stripe. Now on the dribble, gets in the lane, tough shot through contact, nearly banked it home. Kenzie with another offensive rebound, had it swatted away out of bounds. And the Red Hawks, a fresh shot clock, they'll keep it. Once again, because of the offensive rebounding.
It was a great shot there by Kinsey, but Tatum Kalovich got her hands up and swatted that ball down.
Unofficially 7-2, The rebound advantage right now for Hiawatha. Here's Kylie Nelson, a deep one left wing. She left it short. Kenzie again as she nearly grabbed it. It's on the floor, and diving for it was Metcalf. She couldn't secure it. Might have been Tatum Kalovich actually underneath for Perry, but nonetheless, they couldn't grab it, and Hiawatha's going to keep it with another reset of the shot clock here. Kenzie Nelson to throw it in. Gets it right back from Addison Williams. One pass, Kylie Nelson, right wing. Going to work on Emmy Reed. Gets to the right block, a little up and under move. Couldn't get it to go. It trickled off the rim, but it's saved out into the corner by Remy Siebenmorgan. Another chance on this possession for the Redhawks. Diving in, Michaela Williams. She's tied up heavily, and that will be a tie-up. Good defense by Perry LeCompton. And the possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha, 24 on the shot clock. 2:54 left in this opening quarter, still 10-6 Redhawks. What feels like an eternity on this possession for Hiawatha. Addison Williams to throw it in, dumps it straight up top here to Kylie Nelson. Thought about a three, getting a Kinsey screen, and that's going to be a forearm push and an offensive foul against Kylie Nelson. So after all that, the Redhawks come up empty and turn it over.
A long possession. Perry LeCompton fortunate to get it back without Hiawatha scoring. Now they have a chance to maybe make some moves.
That's the first foul on Kylie Nelson. Third team foul. Correction, second team foul against the Redhawks here in the first quarter. Kylie Nelson or Kinsey underneath, able to get a hand on that drive. And another Perry LeCompton turnover here. Redhawks working quickly into the front court. Emmy Reed deflecting that pass out of bounds into her own bench right in front of Coach Joey Franzetta. Still 10-6 Hiawatha. Now 2:35 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson between the rings. One-hand pass. Addison Williams, left corner. Goff going man-to-man here. Skip pass, Michaela Williams. Holding it high above her head. Back up top, Addison. Left side pass, Kylie Nelson. Puts it on the dribble. Little floater, left baseline. And off the backside miss. Another offensive rebound this time by Michaela Williams. And then Kenzie Nelson tied up on the right wing. And let's check the call. It's going to be a travel against Kinsey and a turnover by the Redhawks. Make it six early turnovers against Hiawatha as Claire Twombly checks back in for Kinsey Nelson. Well, we've been sitting on 10-6 for the last couple of minutes. Redhawks, that four-point advantage. Kalovich into the front court. Here's Kendall Craig, long skip pass. Jolie Corcorina, contested three. It hits hard off the heel, fighting for the rebound. Two bodies inside. It is going to be a tie-up underneath. Possession arrow keeps it with Perry LeCompton as Paulie Rocky's checking back in, replacing Addison Williams.
Another thing to watch out for tonight, Brandon, a lot of jump balls here early.
A lot of offensive rebounds also for Hiawatha. Perry LeCompton, though, down four. Just south now, 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Long pass, Kalovich, left corner. Gets by the defender. Good positioning inside, but missing the bunny was Kendall Craig. And then fighting for the rebound, Michaela Williams had it, and then a foul on Perry. Now Macy Corcoran's going to check back in. Leading scorer and rebounder for Perry, but that is one Kendall Craig would really like to have back after a great move and drive and pass by Kalovich.
Fourth team foul on the cause, and the second on Kayla Metcalf.
Next foul puts Hiawatha in the bonus. 1:45 clock moving south, first quarter. Redhawks by four with the basketball. Here's Paulie Rocky, who just checked back in. Now Twombly left corner. Little stab fake and fires a three. It's nothing but net in the left corner. Nice move by Claire Twombly. Her eighth made three this season. 13-6 Hiawatha. Here's Macy Corcoran, left wing. Skip pass to the right side. It's Blosser. Back up top, it's Emmy Reed. Had it knocked away near midcourt. Still on the deck, and it's taken away by Hiawatha. And then back up the floor. That one got away from Kylie Nelson. But it's last touch by Perry, and the Redhawks will keep it underneath. 1:17 to go first quarter, leading at 13-6.
Really good defensive effort there by Jolie Corcoran. She came up behind Kylie and poked that one away.
Well, even the casual fan will know you got to call Wolf. Someone coming from behind. Here's Kylie Nelson straight away from long range. Couldn't get it to go. Right place for the rebound. Tatum Kalovich for Perry LeCompton. Coming up on the final minute here in this first quarter, 13-6 Hiawatha. Perry looking for an entry pass to the right block, and it was gathered by Charlie Blosser, but then she's tied up, and that puts the possession back into the hands of the Redhawks, which now makes eight turnovers here in the first quarter against Perry. Kenzie Nelson back into the game. Laura Lears will check in as well for Hiawatha. Coming on that final 60 seconds of this opening period with the Redhawks leading by seven. This Red Hawks team has won 10 consecutive games against Perry. You got to go back to 2019, the last time Call Girls beat this Hiawatha basketball team. Here's a post touch for Kinsey, looking for Twombly in the right corner. Thought it might have been deflected. It was not. Kinsey threw it into the second row. Turnover going against Hiawatha. Make it 7 for the Red Hawks. Pretty unconventional for them here in this opening quarter.
About an 11-second difference, shot clock and game clock here at the end of the first.
Perry trying to get some momentum here. They were looking for Kalovich underneath the bucket. Deflected to the left wing. Macy Corcoran, a left side three, and that's why she's the best player for Perry. She knocks it down. Huge shot, makes it 13-9, Hiawatha, 28 seconds and counting, and the shot clock turned off. Here's Michaela Williams. Now a skip pass, Polly Rocky, she'll fire and drill a right wing three. My goodness. Without hesitation, Polly Rocky, 15 made threes this season, 16-9 our score. Final 10 seconds, quick shot from the right side, Kalovich an offensive rebound. She missed the putback, and Kinsey ripping it away underneath, and they're going to call it. Swinging elbow there from Kinsey Nelson after gathering that rebound. Hiawatha fans did not agree. 5 seconds to go in the quarter, but that's the second foul on Kinsey Nelson. Well, you can tell tonight's going to be a wild one in both games. And fans are still filing in. The official talking to the Hiawatha side real quick. Coach Jasper. That foul against Kenzie Nelson, her second. 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dumps it to the backcourt with Kendall Craig, and she's immediately tied up. That is a heady play by the Red Hawks defensively, and Michaela Williams more specifically. But we're down to under 2 seconds to go. You got catch, maybe one dribble and shoot from the far side out for Perry LeCompton. Losser will throw it in. Right at midcourt, it's Kalovich, and they won't even get a shot up in time. Not ideal for Coach Joey Franzetta, but nonetheless, in the thick of it here in a packed roundhouse at Hiawatha High School tonight. So our girls' game, the end of the first 8 minutes, the Red Hawks, number 4 in the state, leading the cause by a score of 16-9. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton tonight. Girls game getting going. Quarter number 2. Red Hawks with the opening second quarter possession and a 16-9 lead as well. Paige Mueller alongside Megan Sturton, Matt Morton. Brandon Tema with you on KNZA. Hiawatha hosting this Perry LeCompton team tonight for a double dip. Excited to bring it to you. Here's Kylie Nelson on the dribble. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Addison Williams, the three, left wing, and she knocks it down. Lengthy possession. Very positive ending. 6 points down for Addison Williams. 19-9, largest lead for the Red Hawks. But right back up the floor. Good individual effort by Emmy Reed to get to the rack to knock in a deuce to make it 19-11. 50 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson trying to answer once again. It's high off the heel on a right wing three. Another offensive rebound, this time by Addison Williams. Now Michaela, a three that is halfway down and out from the left wing. Finally cleared away by Blosser and Perry LeCompton. Here's Emmy Reed right down the middle, pulling up from the elbow, nearly banked it in. And right there for the rebound, Michaela Williams, her fourth board for Hiawatha. Right back up the floor. Here's Kylie with it. 6:45 to go in the half. Michaela, a touch up top. Still 24 on the shot clock. Good defense by Perry LeCompton here, but Kylie gets a reset up top. Now left side to Addison. Here's a post touch for Twombly, And I think they're going to get a jump ball in the post with Twombly, and that's going to be a Red Hawks turnover. Perry gets it back on the possession arrow.
Great hands there by Tatum Kalovich going against Twombly. That might be another storyline tonight, as Tatum Kalovich standing at 6 foot, quite a bit taller than these Red Hawks players.
Hiawatha, more times than not, are going to be undersized in their matchups. But again, you look at 13-1 with their record and a number four ranking. It hasn't bothered them all that much this season. But Jolie Corcoran, a left side three, good. She's 33%. She makes it 19-14. Kylie Nelson right back up the floor and hard drive from the right wing. And that foul going against Tatum Kalovich, which will put Kylie at the free throw line to shoot two. First foul on either side here in quarter number two. 6:15 to go until the half. Here's Kylie Nelson. 20 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. 64% at the line. Her first free throw just a touch short.
Hiawatha struggled at the line in their game against Rock Creek, so hopefully tonight they can find their streak once more.
At 10-point loss to Rock Creek, Hiawatha 15-31 at the line in that game. Kylie Nelson goes 1-for-2 here. She's got 4 points in the first half. 20-14 Red Hawks. About 2 minutes into the second quarter. Now the Red Hawks ramping it up defensively and forcing Joey Franzetta to call a timeout. Trapped right in front of midcourt was Zeba Rockhold. So let's check to see if it's a full or a 30. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. Looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Full house and full crew on hand. Excited to be a part of your chilly Friday night. Final weekend in the month of January. You look at this matchup tonight, Paige, for Hiawatha. Again, they have won 10 consecutive games against Perry Lecompton going back to 2019. And then once we get to the boys' game, it's on the opposite end with Perry Lecompton. 15 straight wins against the Red Hawks. That goes back over 10 years to the day. Two hefty winning streaks on the line here both ways.
I would definitely say both games are going to be competitive. Every time we go to Perry or they come here, it's always a game for the record books.
Game for the record books. You heard it here first. On KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Out of the timeout, here we go. Back to it. 20-14 Red Hawks. Perry with the possession. Macy dumps it down. Beautiful find, but another one missed up close, and a second one missed up close by Zeba Rockhold. Boy, two opportunities by Craig and Rockhold coming up empty. And Perry has missed quite a few bunnies here in this first half. They're still down six. 5:46 to go in this second quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson, left wing. Nice ball fake. Steps in, pulls up. Left one short from the left wing. Fighting for the rebound inside, and it's ripped away by Kendall Craig with some strength. Perry's got numbers up the floor. They get it left side. Jolie Corcoran, a three. It's a little bit strong. And tipped out of bounds underneath. They're going to get a foul, actually, on Zeba Rockhold. Kylie was going for that rebound. Second foul against Perry in the second quarter. We have played 2.5 minutes. A 20-14 Red Hawks advantage. Perry dropping back in a 2-3 zone here on this possession. Right now the touch for Kayla Williams. In between the rings. Picks it up straight away. Now Twombly. Now Kylie Nelson gets by a defender. Drives in. Kicks up top. Michaela Williams on the dribble. Bumped and is fouled. Going to go against Julie Corcoran.
Perry is playing a very close-up defense, and our players get on the wing. Hiawatha, they know they want to shoot, so Perry's doing a great job of closing out, just that time a little bit too close to the dribble.
Charlie Blosser is going to check back in here for Perry Lecompton, taking the spot of Macy Corcoran. Fresh shot clock here for the Red Hawks in the front court in a 6-point lead. Here's Swambly, now Addison Williams. Skipping it, Michaela's way. Now Kenzie Nelson inside. Twombly right side. Michaela three. That one high off the heel. And a good box out and rebound there for Kendall Craig. Quickly into the front court. Blosser three. That one off the heel. And a rebound for Kenzie Nelson and Hiawatha. 4:48 to go until the half. Still 20-14 Red Hawks. Here's Addison Williams. Two dribbles left. Now Michaela, touch left wing. Back to Addison, right side of the floor. Now Michaela, again up top. Little hesitation dribble. Goes around a screen. Dives through two. Lost it in the air, but it's picked up by Kenzie Nelson underneath. She is caught in a trap. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. Couldn't get rid of it in time. And a turnover against the Red Hawks underneath.
And this quarter, Cause have done a much better job of making it harder for the Red Hawks to score.
It was 16-9 at the end of one. It's 20-14 right now. And again inside, another bunny miss by Perry LeCompton and Kendall Craig. My goodness, as it's ripped away by Hiawatha underneath. Here's Kenzie, post move, shot rejected by Kalovich, and it's going to be last touch by Kenzie, and that's going to be given back to the Cause. Right now, offensive rebounding key for Hiawatha in this first half, but Paige Perry, they have missed three or four wide open ones underneath. Perry. Which in a game like this, you're going to need them. Here's Kalovich moving in from the free throw line, two steps in, going up, fouled on her way up. That'll be two free throws coming up for Tatum Kalovich. And that's Kenzie Nelson, her second. First team foul against the Red Hawks here in quarter number two. Here's Kalovich at the line to shoot two. Looking for her first point tonight. She got it to go. Just south of 53% at the line this season. Certainly a crucial part for the Cause future. A 6-foot sophomore forward. Played in 21 games last season. Has appeared in all games this season as well, north of 6 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. She knocks in both free throws. First 2 points for Kalovich tonight. It's 20-16. Red Hawks lead is trimmed to 4 past the halfway point, quarter number 2. Right now sitting back again, that 2-3 zone. Michaela Williams on the dribble, right side of the floor. It's Stephen Morgan. Now Kylie Nelson in the corner, closed out by Blosser. Goes back out to the wing. Back up top, Michaela Williams. 16 on the shot clock here. Now whistle it a foul. Wasn't a ton there, but they blow the whistle on Emmy Reed, and that's going to be her second foul. And the fourth foul already. So the final 3:38, Hiawatha is going to be in the bonus. Macy Corcoran right back onto the floor for the Cause. Red Hawks fresh shot clock underneath, leading by 4. Trying to bounce it into the right side block, and Kalovich was standing right there to knock it to the floor. Now we get a whistle. And are they going to call a foul on Kalovich here? Wow, they do.
That'll be the second foul on Kalovich. 15th foul on the Cause. That'll send Hiawatha to the line for the rest of the quarter.
Well, it's been a physical first half, but that's not one that really expected to be called. The free throw is coming here for Hiawatha. Chance to add to this 4-point lead. First one on the way, and it is good by Twombly. 4 points in the first half for Claire Twombly. Now 10 of 18 at the free throw line after that make this season. A little staggered on the stance, and that one's good as well. She goes 2 for 2 and has 5 points here in the first half. 22-16, Hiawatha. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Now the Redhawks back up into a 2-3 zone. They get in the middle of it. Now Blosser diving in. Macy Corcoran a touch. Curls to the right elbow from the right wing. And her shot was so good. An offensive rebound is knocked away and out of bounds underneath. And they're going to say that was last touched inside by Kendall Craig. And it goes back to Hiawatha.
In a low-scoring quarter so far. Perry outscoring Hiawatha 7-6 so far.
Here's Kylie Nelson, right wing, and she left that 3 short on the run after the rebound. It's Jolie Corcoran, had it knocked away in the front court, but she stepped on the sideline, and that's going to be Hiawatha basketball. About to mention how Perry has done a much better job with turnovers here in the second quarter, but right on cue. And give it away right there. So we're under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter with Hiawatha holding a 6-point lead with the possession. Michaela Williams had it knocked away on the right wing, and there's Macy Corcoran with a steal. Bum right, ankle and all, and she takes it all the way herself, and she muscles one up and in for 2. That is much needed for Perry LeCompton. Corcoran battling through a right ankle injury, and the Cause back within 4. 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Up top, Kylie Nelson with the touch. Triple threat position, puts it on the dribble, angles right. Right side of the right elbow, trying to dive through a couple defenders, and it's going to be a jump ball. Macy Corcoran got her right hand in there and held it just enough for the tie-up. Red Hawks keep the possession. Well, both teams are acting like it's Perry ball, but correct me if I'm wrong, I thought they were pointing in the direction of Hiawatha, and it is Red Hawks basketball.
Brandon, Macy Corcoran brings so much to this Cause team. In January, she's been out a little bit, and they lost their last game just 41-40, and she was in that game. Could have been a different outcome for Perry.
Well, you can tell she's battling through that ankle, but she's got 7 points here in the first half. There's a missed three by Rocky from the left corner. And tipped out of bounds far side. It'll stay with Hiawatha. Fresh shot clock now, 32 seconds. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. It is 22-18 Hiawatha. Hiawatha has 5 players that have scored here in the first half. 4 have scored for Perry LeCompton. Middle of the floor, Addison Williams now working left side with Polly Rocky. Pass in there, taken away by Corcoran, and tried to save it, but her back heel hit the baseline, and turnover v. turnover right there. Redhawks get it back.
Those teams in double figures with the turnovers is Hiawatha back on offense.
Just south of 2 minutes to go in this first half, 22-18, the Redhawks leading, trying to bounce back after their first loss of the season in the Thunder Classic Championship game last week. Here's Addison Williams, right side on the wing. Holds it right hip, dribbles into the corner, hands it off to Twombly. Now Nelson, right side. This is Kylie on the dribble, back down. Addison Williams, 7 on the shot clock. She'll drive, she'll force one. Nearly got it to go off the window, but Addison Williams drawing a foul. She'll shoot 2. And this one going against Kendall Craig. That is her first. So Addison Williams here in the first half. 6 points, couple of rebounds. Her second stint at the line, right foot forward on the stance, line drive shot, too strong off the heel.
Hiawatha just under 60% as a team from the line.
Trying to go 1 for 2 and can't do so. Same miss, but right there to get an offensive rebound. Kylie Nelson, second chance up and no good. Ripped away by Kendall Craig, and then she is tied up, but a foul against Hiawatha. Good job by Kendall Craig here, rebounding in this second quarter. Still fouls to give, though, for the Redhawks, so Perry not close to the bonus quite yet. This Perry team is battling, down 4, coming up on the final 1:30 in this second quarter. Hiawatha drops back in a 3-2 zone. Right now picking up the dribble, Jolie Corcoran tried to force a pass to the left elbow, not sure why. That's a turnover taken away by Hiawatha, and then Hiawatha had it knocked away and out of bounds, and Redhawks are going to give it right back. It was lost out by Rocky. They were working it up the floor in transition.
Good steal by Lear. Just miscommunication on the pass there for the Redhawks.
Final 1:15. Clock moving. Second quarter. It's a 4-point Hiawatha lead. And Kylie Nelson put a right hand on it. Knocked it into the backcourt, but chasing it down, Jolie Corcoran. Down the middle of the floor, left to right. Stop. Left side pass. Rock hold a 3. No, it's too strong. And underneath, the ball goes out of bounds. And last touch by Hiawatha. Kayla Williams checking back in for the Redhawks. 14 on the shot clock here for the cause underneath. 58 seconds to go in the quarter. Jolie Corcoran to throw it in. Rockhold sets it, fires it. Corner 3, got the kind touch, and it dropped through. Correction, that was Kaylin Metcalf in that left corner. 20% downtown shooter. All of a sudden, under a minute to go in this first half. It is a 1-point game. Here's Polly Rocky trying to answer from the left corner, but Michaela Williams right there for a backside rebound. Addison Williams, ball fake, stepping in. Smooth J from the right elbow is good. 8 first half points for Addison Williams. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock turned off. Redhawks 24, cause 21. See if the cause can hold, get a productive good look here on this potential final shot. Here's Craig, left side, into the corner. Jolie Corcoran, good touch pass. This is Losser. One dribble to her right, picks it up. Now Jolie Corcoran will touch one to Rockhold in the corner, and that entry pass taken away. 5 second quarter turnovers, 8 seconds here for the Redhawks. It's lost underneath by Michaela Williams, and bodies hit the floor, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going against Hiawatha with 4 seconds to go.
Definitely not the ending of the quarter that you wanted if you're a Redhawks fan. Perry with another second chance on offense, just down 3.
They got to go the full length of the floor. 3.9 seconds to go. They're down 3 here in this first half. Get it into Metcalf. Not much pay. She does get a shot up near midcourt. It's going to be well short, and that takes us to the halftime break. A competitive and physical opening first half in our girls' contest tonight at the Roundhouse. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Girls game through 16 minutes. It's Hiawatha leading Perry LeCompton 24-21. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified. Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-5083. 7083.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Already a great atmosphere building up inside the roundhouse here. Hiawatha playing host to Perry Lecompton. Our girls game at the half. Redhawks 24, Perry Lecompton 21. Paige Mueller, Megan Sturt, Matt Morton, Brandy Savin with you. Our halftime coverage again presented by Highland Community College. Well, let's dive into the first half numbers. It was 16-9 Hiawatha after that first quarter of play, but Perry buckled down on both ends of the floor. 12-8 advantage for the cause in quarter number two, giving us a 24-21 lead for Hiawatha here at the halftime break. Individual scoring, Addison Williams leading the Redhawks with 8 in that opening half. He also had 5 from Claire Twombly, 4 apiece from Michaela Williams and Kylie Nelson, and also a 3 in the book from Polly Rocky. For Perry Lecompton, they got 7 in the first half from Macy Corcoran, dealing with an ankle injury, but came off the bench and gave very good minutes with 7 in the first half for Perry Lecompton. Emmy Reed also had 6 in that first half of play. 3 apiece from Jolie Corcoran and Kaylin Metcalf, also a deuce in there for Tatum Kalovich as well. Some of the team numbers unofficially in the first half, Hiawatha, 12 turnovers, 18 rebounds. They were 4 of 8 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. A note on that three-point shooting, again, the loss to Rock Creek last week in the Thunder Classic Championship game. Hiawatha failed to hit a 3 in that loss, but tonight against Perry, they got 4 made threes in the first half. On the other side for Perry, 13 turnovers, 11 rebounds. They were 4 of 4 at the line. and they knocked down three from the outside as well. Our stats in the first half brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holt Tax Services in Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half here in the roundhouse. Hiawatha leading Perry LeCompton 24-21. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Getting you caught up on the Big East League standings as we enter tonight. The other games in the conference, Silver Lake also undefeated with Hiawatha in league play. Nemaha Central entered tonight also undefeated at 5-0. You have a Riley County team that is currently ranked in the top 10 in 3A. They are sitting at 5-1. Right now, as we move forward into February next week, it appears to be a four-team race for this Big East League Championship tonight. You mentioned three unbeaten, Silver Lake, Nemaha, and Hiawatha. Of course, we got Perry at Hiawatha tonight. Silver Lake, they are at Sabetha. And Rossville, they're on the road at Nemaha Central. So the Thunder girls got a tough draw here tonight as they try to keep pace with Silver Lake and Hiawatha atop the Big East League standings. Final 60-second timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Paige Mueller, Matt Morton with the Hiawatha Channel, we got Megan Sturton and Brandon Tadman with you on KNCA. Thanks again to Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor, getting ready to start the third quarter in our girls contest with Hiawatha leading Perry LeCompton 24-21. Again, the headline here, the Redhawks have won 10 consecutive games against Perry. You got to go back to December 13th of 2019 Last time the Perry girls defeated Hiawatha, that game was at the Perry LeCompton Gymnasium. The one matchup last year that Hiawatha won, that final score was at Perry 64-26. So getting ready to start this third period. Perry LeCompton battling here on the road. Macy Corcoran fighting through an injury. 7 first-half points for her. Cause the opening third-quarter possession from right to left. They are down 3. Here we go. Second half underway on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well. 3-2 zone defense. We've seen it throughout for the Red Hawks. They start that way here in the third quarter defensively. Here's Emmy Reed on the dribble. Dump down pass to Craig inside. Lost it. Pass back into the corner. A little bit too high for Emmy Reed. And just how Perry started the game, a turnover here to begin the second half.
Definitely something to watch out for if you're a Cause fan. Hiawatha also wanting to keep those numbers low as both of them had over 10 in that first half.
Yeah, it was 25 combined turnovers between the two. Here's Twombly from the right elbow, but fouled on the side as she was shooting that shot. And Twombly's going to earn 2 freebies here. Fouls on Jolie Corcoran, her second, and the first team foul here in the second half of play. Twombly's given some good minutes here. 5 points, couple of rebounds, 2 for 2 at the line tonight. Right on cue. She misses that one. As I've been told numerous times by Paige, the announcer jinx is not real. And
you
give me a look like that, it tells me otherwise. As the second is well short, and Twombly goes 0 for 2. Perry LeCompton will take that 10 times out of 10. So still 24-21. Not quite a minute into this third period. Kalovich, nice left side pass. Emmy Reed for the tie. It's off the heel. Long rebound, though, for Perry LeCompton. Jolie Corcoran is caught underneath and running out into the corner is Metcalf. And back up top to Reed. Here's Kalovich. Free throw line. 1 dribble in. Left-handed shot. Hit the rim twice and fell off. And a rebound for Claire Twombly and Hiawatha. Minute gone by, third quarter, 24-21 still, and the Red Hawks turn it over. It's taken away by Emmy Reed. Long pass to Jolie Corcoran. Saves it to Reed back into the right corner, but they're going to say Reed's heel was on the line, and a turnover by Perry. So a lot of hustle there by a couple different cause, but ultimately wrong place, wrong time for Emmy Reed.
Both of these teams are similarly sized and similarly speedy.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair assumption for sure. Here's Hiawatha with it, looking for our first points of this third quarter. Kylie Nelson open, right corner, 3, book it. I'm surprised she gets as many open looks as she does throughout the course of a game. And Kylie Nelson, her second three-pointer in this one. 27-21, Red Hawks leading first points of the second half. 40 made threes now for Kylie Nelson, and right back in the corner, left side, Kaylin Metcalf answers with a left 3, and it's down to make it 27-24, about 2 minutes into this third quarter. Shot for shot, Perry LeCompton battling here with number 4 ranked Hiawatha in the 3A class. Here's Kenzie Nelson going to work, turning to her right, missing everything on that shot. She threw it over the rim, and on the backside, a rebound pulled in by Metcalf. Up the floor, Kalovich, left block, a little up, little under, count it, and 1. And a chance to tie the game at the free throw line, Tatum Kalovich with the and 1 opportunity.
Great move there by the sophomore, going back to the line where she's made 2 already, sitting about 52% on the year.
First foul on Twombly, first foul on the Red Hawks here in the third quarter. Kalovich, chance to tie it at the line, and she does so. 5 in this game for the sophomore, Tatum Kalovich. 27-27, 5:47 to go in this third quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson right side, gets by a defender, one-handed floater, halfway down and out. Backside, though, rebound for Kenzie Nelson and a reset. Here is Michaela Williams from downtown. That missed off the right rim. And Perry's able to clear it away with Emmy Reed as she wants to go coast to coast. Jolie Corcoran got a bounce pass beautifully, waist high, but she couldn't make the shot. And it's taken away by Kenzie Nelson. Big time missed opportunity there for the cause with a 2-on-1 break. Still 27-27, 5:15 to go in the third. Kylie Nelson, another 3, this one not there. Inside for the rebound, Jolie Corcoran and Perry LeCompton. And it's taken away at midcourt, a steal by Michaela Williams. She'll go coast to coast, a lot of contact, no call, missing off the backboard on that wild shot. Taken away by Emmy Reed this time. Up the floor, Tatum Kalovich, Perry LeCompton, they have the lead. Kalovich, 4 points here. Now 5 correction in this third quarter, and it's 29-27. Perry LeCompton by 2. Cause are battling, trying to get their record above 500. They're 8-8 coming into this one tonight. 4:38 to go, clock moving third quarter. Joey Franzetta loving the aggression. Here's Michaela Williams on a drive, forcing the issue. and drawing a foul against Kendall Craig. Free throws coming here for Hiawatha's Michaela Williams.
A low-scoring game for the Red Hawks, finding themselves down by two against the Cause. They're going to need to work on that offensive rebound, and that they did so good in that first half.
Second foul on Craig, second foul on the Cause here in the third quarter. The free throw rattles out, not there for Michaela Williams. She's 0 for 2 at the line in this game, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Came into the night with 11 points in 5 rebounds a game. And only a sophomore. Last season appeared in 18 games. Not missed a game here in 25-26. Her second free throw is no good, but Kenzie Nelson is owed a little bit for another offensive rebound as Kylie drives in left wing, back into the corner. Michaela ball faking, curls it in, scoops it up, left hand, beautifully done. Michaela Williams makes up for it there by getting a deuce after two missed free throws. And now Perry trying to work it right to left into the front court with a little bit of Hiawatha pressure. We're tied at 29. That pass tipped out of bounds by the Redhawks. 4:10 to go in this third quarter.
Claire Twombly there on the far side, getting aggressive with her hand, forcing a Perry reset.
It's been a fun one. Expected good intense action all night as Jolie Corcoran firing a right side three. That is well too strong. And a rebound cleared away by Addison Williams. Here comes Hiawatha trying to break the 29 all tie. Kylie in the lane, puts one up through contact. No. Kenzie, though, another offensive rebound. Michaela right back in. She had it knocked away, and it's taken away by Macy Corcoran. She goes all the way. She can't curl it up and in. Fighting for the rebound, Jolie Corcoran will keep this possession alive. Corcoran then lost it. Short corner right, taken away by Addison Williams. Boy, Macy again, Corcoran, we're talking about her battling through a right ankle injury here tonight. Here's Kenzie Nelson, back up top to Kylie. Now Addison, now Michaela. She's open, right side three, it's in there. 9 points, first three tonight for Michaela Williams. Give her 12 made triples this season. 32-29 Redhawks, 3:12 to go, third quarter. Cause break the press, get it into the front court here, looking for a post touch. Back up top to Emmy Reed, puts it on the dribble, left side. Had it knocked away, still fighting for it, gets it out to Rockhold. Now Blosser in the corner, back up top to Reed. Free throw line, Macy. Good reversal of the basketball. Open up top, Emmy Reed, a three. That is a beautiful offensive set. The timeout is called. Emmy Reed, 9 points, and we are tied again, 32-32. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. But nonetheless, back and forth we go here in this third quarter. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Girls game tonight. And Page 32-32 tie. This Perry LeCompton team, they're clawing, they're scrapping, they're fighting, going shot for shot here with this number 4-ranked Redhawks team.
Perry right now outscoring Hiawatha 11-8 as Emmy Reed and Tatum Kalovich really bringing the Cause in this quarter. They're not intimidated by Hiawatha. You know, they're ranked in the 3A rankings. Perry, you know, they're just 8-8, but they're really fighting against this Hiawatha girls team. And Hiawatha, they're going to have to pick it up if they want to pull away from the Cause.
Well, Joey Franzetta seeing so much improvement. Of course, last year, just 2-19, 0-10 in league play. They're 3-4 this year in league play. And already with still a lot of season to be played, plus 6. In the win column compared to last year, but it's been a fun one here. 32-32 tie out of the timeout. Redhawks trying to retake the lead. Addison Williams had a good look straight away. It was off the heel, just a touch strong. Bodies on the floor fighting for it. Finally ripped up by Kylie Nelson, but a whistle stops play. And let's check the call. And the official is going to call a kick somehow in that scrum, which will, I believe, keep the possession here with Hiawatha. So they were saying a Perry player was on the ground and then kicked the ball.
Unique.
Well, you see kicks from time to time, maybe not in that fashion, but a fresh shot clock here for the Redhawks. Under 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, 32-32. We are even Stevens here in this girls' game, third quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson being hounded by Jolie Corcoran, high left on the wing. Then knocked away by Emmy Reed. Good hustle. She's on the floor. She took it away from Kylie. Now Jolie has it. She has it taken away, and the two teams exchange turnovers. Perry LeCompton up the floor, and finesse finish with the right hand for Tatum Kalovich. She has got 9. The Cause retake the lead at 34-32. Boy, a scramble both ways, and now an offensive foul called against Kenzie Nelson on an illegal screen. A turnover, Hiawatha. Third foul on Kenzie. That quickly gets Laura Lears to the scores table.
Tara did a really good job there maintaining composure, being great on the offense. Now they're feeling the excitement, and Uncle Mo, as Jake would say.
Yeah, momentum, certainly, as Jake would say. Uncle Mo on the side of the road team cause as they lead it by two, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Emmy Reed, tough three from the left wing, but an offensive rebound for Metcalf. Emmy gets it right back, floats one in the lane. That one is off the right rim, and finally taken away by Addison Williams, her fourth rebound. 34-32 cause, under 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Michaela driving hard, she'll draw a foul. So Michaela Williams going to the line to shoot a pair. Chance to tie the game with 1:26 to go, third quarter.
Big free throws here by the sophomore Hiawatha. They've only lost one game, and that was their last matchup. Trying not to break that 10-game losing streak.
2019, last time Prairie LeCompton defeated Hiawatha in girls basketball. First free throw was good by Michaela Williams. She's got 10 points. First player in double figures, pretty balanced scoring both ways. Macy Corcoran back in, Kalovich giving good minutes tonight. Michaela, one more at the line, 1 for 3 in that category. She left that one way short, and then it's lost off the foot of Macy Corcoran after she grabbed the rebound, and Hiawatha gets a free possession back underneath.
Hiawatha wanting to capitalize on this mistake by the cause, looking to get an offensive set by Stacey Jasper.
34-33, Perry LeCompton plus one, late third quarter, and then Macy makes up for it as she comes away with a pickpocket. She'll slow it down, but she missed the shot in transition, and then on the backside, two bodies hit the floor, and a foul's going to be called. Emmy Reed and Kylie Nelson were tied up. They get Emmy with the foul call.
It's going to be the third foul on the sophomore Reed.
Galovich also three fouls as well, something to keep an eye on. So we get the possession back into the hands of Kylie Nelson and the Redhawks. They're down one, 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Kylie staring down the top of that 2-3 zone. There's a nice move by Michaela. Gets underneath, spinning, keeping the pivot foot down. She forced up a shot, couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, trying to fight through it again. Missed another one, but yet gets her own rebound again and another opportunity here. And now it's taken away by Emmy Reed. Turnover, Hiawatha. They get it up the floor and up and in with the right hand. It's put down by Charlie Blosser. 36-33, Perry LeCompton by three. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock here, late third quarter. Oh, we get some physicality here. Love to see it. Foul's going to be called at the right elbow. Kayla Williams getting tied up there. They get the foul on Emmy Reed. Boy, that's her fourth.
One thing, every single time these teams meet, it will be physical. I can promise you that, Brandon.
Team foul number five, so free throw time for Michaela Williams. 36-33 caught, 35.2 seconds to go, third quarter. Michaela putting together a nice night, 10 points and 7 rebounds. And her first free throw is no good. Now 1 for 5 at the line tonight, and the free throw struggles carrying over from the loss to Rock Creek last week. Kenzie Nelson checks back in. She's got 3 fouls. Claire Twombly back on the floor as well. One more free throw coming here from Michaela Williams. And she got that one to go. 11 for Michaela Williams to lead all scorers, but Perry LeCompton, with basically a half-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, with the possession up 2. Here's Jolie Corcoran, long skip pass. Now trying to touch one to the right elbow, and it's easily taken away there by Addison Williams. Turnover by the cause. Kylie Nelson, right side, 3 for the lead. It was on target, but long. Rebound by Rockhold. 12 seconds to go. Perry LeCompton by 2. Can play for the final shot. Kylie Nelson going for the steal. Jolie Corcoran gets away. Fires a deep one straight away. It's short. Rebound for Kenzie Nelson, and then she's knocked to the floor and is called for a travel with less than half a second to go in the third. Boy, turnovers piling up. That has been a stat for both sides that they have probably not liked here tonight. Barely enough time to catch and shoot. That's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Tried to find Losser in the corner, but just not enough time to get up a last-second third-quarter shot. We go to the final 8 minutes. Perry LeCompton trying to pull the upset on the road. They lead the Redhawks 36-34. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications, RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Paige and crew with the Hiawatha Channel, Brandon, Megan on KNZA. Girls game going to the fourth quarter. The road team cause of Perry LeCompton, lead number four in 3A, 36-34. Redhawks down two, opening possession from left to right here in the final 8 minutes. Here's Kylie Nelson, right side on the wing. Nice move into the lane. Little floater trickles it up and in for two. It's been a quiet night for Kylie Nelson, but she's got nine, and we're tied again. 36-36, just getting going, quarter number four. Here's an elbow touch, turning, deflecting the pass, and another turnover here by Perry LeCompton. Kylie taking it coast to coast. Met at the summit by Jolie Corcoran. It was clean up top, a little bit down low at the body, and a foul called. Free throws coming for Kylie Nelson.
First team foul on Perry here early. Third foul on Jolie Corcoran. That's something we were watching earlier.
Here's Kylie Nelson at the line. Her first free throw a little bit strong. No good. Now one for three at the line in this game. That was her 72nd free throw attempt of the season. She's knocked down two threes tonight. Gives her 40 made triples on the year. And she got that second one to go. One for two stint. Kylie's got 10. 37-36. Redhawks back in front by one. Here's Jolie Corcoran setting and firing, and the bank's open. Past hours here in Hiawatha. Straight away, Corcoran from downtown. Cause retake the lead, 39-37, about a minute into the fourth quarter. Back and forth we go. Cause trying to snap a 10-game losing streak to this Redhawks team. 2019, the last time Perry defeated Hiawatha in girls basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Kylie Nelson. Bounce pass to Addison Williams. Ball fake to the right elbow. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Fighting for the rebound. Kenzie, another board inside. Second chance. Addison Williams can't get the touch off the heel. And Kenzie Nelson, my goodness, piling it up. Here's Kylie straight away. And the triple is buried. Third three, 13 points for Kylie Nelson. And the Redhawks back in front, 40-39. 6:25 to go. Here's a post touch. Macy Corcoran tried to draw the foul, no call. Rebound for Hiawatha. Redhawks by one. Little momentum on their side. Kayla Williams, right wing, dribbles to the elbow. Now Twombly will try. And swish a three! Claire Twombly has knocked down a triple. She's got her second one of those tonight. 8 points in the game. And a 5-0 spurt here by Hiawatha to get back up by four. Trying to answer is Kalovich from the left wing. Couldn't get it to go. It's out of bounds and back to Hiawatha.
Big momentum swing there for the Redhawks. Two threes. Hiawatha going to ramp up back on offense. Perry, they're going to need to rebound, especially on the defensive end. Offensive rebounds definitely in favor of the Redhawks.
Well, Kenzie Nelson has not scored in this game, but she is racking up rebounds like she normally does. We'll have an unofficial total at the end of the game, and it's going to be high. 5:45 to go in the game. 43-39, Redhawks. Kylie Nelson, another three. Hit the rim three times and fell off. And how about on cue, Kenzie Nelson, another rebound. But her errant pass is taken away. Turnover, going back up the floor. Corcoran, left hand from the left block. She puts it in. Big shot for Perry. 8 points for Jolie Corcoran. 43-41, Redhawks. 5:20 to go in the game. Kayla Williams, high left, over to Addison in the corner. Now Kylie, right wing. Here's Twombly trying to answer. That's an air ball. Missed everything on that triple. And that rebound by Kaylin Metcalf. Prairie Lee Compton down two with the ball. Here's Kalovich, a move. Trickled it up and in over the front rim. And Kalovich has tied the game. She's got 11 points. 43-43, just south of 5 minutes to go. Timeout, Redhawks. I believe it's a full. Yes, it is. We'll follow suit. Under 5 to go in this one. Don't go anywhere. We're tied at 43. It's high school basketball on KNCA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One night of basketball here in the roundhouse. Our girls game coming down the wire. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton tied at 43. We got Paige, we got Matt, Hiawatha Channel, Brandon, Megan here on KNZA. This has been a lot of fun. Hiawatha led 16-9 after the first quarter. Cause got it to within 24-21 at halftime. Perry outscored Hiawatha 15-10, quarter number three, to have a two-point lead going into the fourth. We've already had multiple ties and lead changes here in the fourth quarter, and we are deadlocked again, 43-all, 4:55 to go. Out of the Stacy Jasper timeout, Redhawks in the front court with the possession. Here's Kylie on the right wing, bounced out, good defense by Craig. Now Kenzie a touch, her pass near midcourt, chasing it down. Addison Williams to keep it alive. Here's Michaela Williams, stepping back, baseline two, it's a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound, Jolie Corcoran has it. Still tied, cause a chance to retake the lead at 4.5 minutes to go, and now we get a whistle and a foul. Hiawatha fans wanted to travel. And you got a referee stepping in front of Michaela Williams and Jolie Corcoran. Might have been a few words exchanged. You love the energy. But the foul does go against Michaela Williams, her second. Both teams one foul apiece here in the fourth and final quarter. Here's Kalovich right side on the entry pass. Michaela knocked it away. Tatum picks it back up. Here's Emmy Reed skipping left side. Jolie Corcoran a three. No, it's no good. Kalovich, the offensive rebound is no good. Trying to fight for a third opportunity, and it's taken away by Hiawatha. Here's Kylie Nelson, a three. Just grazed the rim short. It goes out of bounds. And back to the cause. We stay tied 43-43. We're down to 4:11 to go in this game. Goodness me. Intensity, Paige, is rising.
You can tell both these fan bases want to win here tonight.
Passionate would be my best way to describe it so far. Here's Kalovich inside the free throw line. Turns into a double team. Back out to Jolie Corcoran for three. That one is a little bit heavy. And on the backside, a rebound for Kylie Nelson. 43-43 tie. Past the halfway point. Kylie going in straight away, but they call it for a travel. Tried to sidestep between two defenders, and the pivot foot had a little bit of movement on it. One fan base happy with that call, the other one not so much. And we stay deadlocked at 43-all. Clock on the move at 3:47. Cause with the possession, another opportunity to take the lead. Here is Emmy Reed with the basketball between the rings out high. 20 seconds on the shot clock, dribbling back and forth right to left. Now curls around the arc, gets to the left block, off the window, can't get it to go. Fighting for the rebound inside, this should be a jump ball. And that is the case, and the possession arrow keeps it with Perry, and now a fresh shot clock, 3:28 to go, still tied at 43.
Perry is doing a really good job in this offensive possession, just moving the ball, and Hiawatha trying to tie it up, rip the ball away, just no avail.
Macy Corcoran back on the floor here for Perry, fighting through a hurt ankle here in this one tonight. There's a Jolie Corcoran baseline shot that's missed and then tipped out of bounds. The last touch by Hiawatha for the cause. Get another opportunity with a fresh shot clock. 3:23 to go in the game and still tied 43-43. Here's Macy Corcoran right back in. Over to the younger sister, Jolie. Back to Macy. Jolie Corcoran left side for three. No, it is long. And a rebound on the backside, but a foul called against Perry LeCountain. They get Kalovich, and that is her fourth.
Kalovich with four. Corcoran with three. Emmy Reed with four. Going to be something Coach Franzito is going to look for if you're at cost.
Just a second team foul on Perry LeCountain here in the fourth quarter. Laura Lears checked back into the game for Twombly during that transition there. 43-43 tie, approaching the final 3 minutes in this one tonight. Hiawatha trying to win their 11th straight game against Perry LeCountain, but the call is making it very challenging here inside the roundhouse. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Michaela Williams up top, puts the shoulder down, knocking Emmy Reed to the floor, gets it to Kylie. Now Addison, a three for the lead. Got it. Second three for Addison Williams, 46-43 Redhawks, 2:40 to go. Emmy Reed lost it up top, chasing it down, and then a bump and a foul going against Michaela Williams as she tried to chase it down at midcourt. Second team foul against the Redhawks. Resets the shot clock to 35. 2:36 to go in the game. Cause down, 46-43. Ball in the front court.
Michaela Williams with her third foul, but the hustle and the grit is something you want to applaud if you're a Redhawks fan.
Right back into the game, Kaylin Metcalf. For Perry LeCountain, down three. Fresh shot clock, 2:30 to go in the game. Here's a drive by Corcoran. Kalovich a touch. Emmy Reed open for the tie. No, a tie off the heel. Rebound Kalovich. She picks it up and in. 13 for Kalovich, and the Redhawks lead. It's trimmed to one. 2:18 to go, 46-45. Kylie to the rack. Soft touch off the window for two. Kylie Nelson, 15 big ones tonight, 48-45, and she nearly came away with a steal at midcourt. Daisy Jasper pleading that it was off Perry, but the officials say no go. 2:06 to go in the game. Cause down three, and they throw it away on the inbound pass. Oh, my goodness. Here's Kylie pulling up, missing a shot at the free throw line, and taken away by Kaylin Metcalf. Still a three-point deficit for the Cause. 1:55 to go, and they turn it over again. Oh, the Cause losing opportunities here. And the Redhawks walk it into the front court with a three-point lead. We're at 1:42 and counting. Addison Williams pass to Michaela. Oh, it's taken away by Macy Corcoran. The Redhawks turn it over. Down three with the ball. Inside, Kalovich for two. And a timeout, Joey Franzetta. How about Kalovich with 15 big ones tonight? It is back to a one-point game. 1:28 to go, Redhawks 48, Cause 47. Don't go anywhere, we're back in 30. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just continues to get louder and louder inside the roundhouse here at Hiawatha High School. Girls game, 1:28 to go. Redhawks leading Perry LeCountain 48-47. Brandon Tabman, Megan Sturton. We got Paige and company with the Hiawatha Channel. It has been a lot of fun tonight, Paige. Out of the timeout, Redhawks by one with the ball. And they got a fresh shot clock here to boot. They could take it under a minute to go in this one, but nonetheless, a massive possession here for the Redhawks by one.
If there was like a tier list of hardest places to play in the Big East, I'd imagine the Roundhouse has to be up there.
It's been one of the loudest atmospheres already, and we're only not even a game in of our double dip here tonight. Big possession here for Hiawatha, up one. 22 on the shot clock, 1:14 on the game clock, 48-47 Redhawks. Here's Lears in the corner, back up top, trying to waste as much time as possible. Right back to Lears in the corner, little drive in, back on the perimeter. Michaela Williams, her pass, knocked away by Corcoran, out of bounds on the far sideline. Redhawks keep 8 seconds on the shot clock, 101 to go in the game.
Iowa not wanting to come up empty-handed here, only up one.
Here's Michaela Williams into Kylie. Kylie, baseline drive all the way. She drew a foul. 58 seconds to go. Redhawks by one, and one of the best players in the Big East at the line to shoot two.
Macy Corcoran with that foul for the cause, third team foul.
Kylie is 2 for 4 at the line tonight. And she spins in the first one to give the Redhawks a two-point lead. 49-47, 16 in the game for Kylie. Averaging 20.1 per entering this one this evening. Second free throw, Tom Poole. Clutch for Kylie Nelson, knocks them both down. 50-47 Redhawks. 52 seconds and counting the cost. Here's Macy Corcoran, elbow jump shot. She left it short. Another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. And the Redhawks take control, 3-point lead. Here's Kylie into the front court. About a 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. And there's a quick foul by Macy at midcourt. Stops the clock at 38.9, and that resets the shot clock to 35.
Getting chippier and chippier as the night goes on here in Hiawatha.
As chippy as a wood chipper.
Oh.
Did you like that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless, Perry, if they can't get a steal, they will have to ultimately foul. The next foul will put Hiawatha at the line. Addison Williams near side to throw it in. They lead it by three. They get it to Kenzie. Diving is Michaela. Little stop. Gets caught in a double. And they're going to call a foul against Perry LeCompton. Oh, I think Michaela Williams might have faked her own self out underneath and could have potentially just laid one up and in. But it spun right back into a defender, but Michaela's going to the line for two massive free throws. 34 seconds to go. The foul is on Metcalf for third. First one is good. 4-point Redhawks lead. 12 in the game for the sophomore, Michaela Williams. 51-47 Redhawks. They were down two entering this fourth and final quarter. Trying to bounce back from their only loss of the season last week. Second one is good. Michaela Williams clutch at the line. And it's a 5-point Redhawks lead. 34 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Perry LeCompton going to have to work and work quickly. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Well, you talk about, Paige, the intensity. It has certainly been chippy for sure. There's been multiple times the officials have had to kind of step in front of a couple girls, and you can tell there's words being exchanged. I have nothing against it. You got to love the passion, the energy. The crowd is bringing it as well. And I will expect nothing less when we get to the boys' game later on.
It's definitely a fun environment here in Hiawatha. These girls up five. You know, they've only lost one game, Brandon. Exciting time here in Hiawatha. They're looking to not just win the league, but they want to go and make steps in sub-state and the state tournament.
As there's a Hiawatha team entering this week, number 4 ranked in Class 3A. Out of the timeout, Perry down 5, 30-plus seconds to go. They got to work quick. Here's Emmy Reed into the front court. Macy Corcoran, a post touch. She'll get a shot up. It trickled out. She gets her own rebound. Can't get that one to go. And another rebound this time by Metcalf, and I think she's tied up. And the possession arrow gives it back to Hiawatha with 23 seconds to go and a 5-point lead. Again, the missed bunnies, which was heavy in the first half, coming back to bite Perry here late in this game.
Hiawatha outscoring Perry this quarter 18-11.
23 seconds to go. Redhawks trying to just get the ball in, trying to get it in, finally do so to Addison Williams, and the Cavs have to foul quickly, but Addison gets it into the front court, and there's the foul with 18 seconds to go. Wasser with the touch and her first foul. And potentially a chance to ice it at the line. Addison Williams, what a fourth quarter for this Redhawks team. Just 18 seconds to go, 52-47 Redhawks. And the first free throw is good. Well, we talked about the free throw shooting not being ideal throughout the last couple of games, but this last couple of minutes, Hiawatha, they have been very clutch from the line when they've needed it the most. That one is no good, and a rebound for Kylie Nelson, though, and that is huge. If Perry doesn't foul, they might just call off the dogs. Joey Franzetta says call it off. Hiawatha is going to survive a grinder here at home as the fans hit their feet. Final 2 seconds, run off the clock, and that'll do it. What a game to kick off our doubleheader tonight on KNZA, number 4 in 3A, Hiawatha. They survive as they defeat Perry LeCompton 53-47. A lot to dissect. 11 consecutive wins for the Red Hawk girls against Perry LeCompton. We'll take a timeout. Our postgame show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, an exciting girls game here in the Roundhouse. Hiawatha, they survive against Perry LeCompton. A 19-11 fourth quarter advantage for the home team Red Hawks, and they avoid a second consecutive loss. They win it over the cause 53-47. Post-game show rocking and rolling. We still got another one to come, and if that is any indication with how the boys' game might go tonight, buckle your seatbelts. We're ready to go. We got to go through some of the stats here in between games as Hiawatha improves to 14-1 on the season. They stay perfect in league play, now 5-0, trying to stay up top with the other two teams in the league undefeated, which is Silver Lake and Nemaha Central, both at 5-0 entering tonight's action. Perry Lee Compton, hard fought. That was a scrappy game, and they certainly had some opportunities throughout the course to maybe pull an upset, but there's certainly some things that Coach Joey Franzetta is going to look at and see that could be some interesting factors that allowed their team to come up just a touch short. Cause are now 8-9 on the year, and they drop to 3-5 in Big East League play. All right, let's start with Hiawatha. 17 points from Kylie Nelson tonight. Three crucial free throws down the stretch to help seal that win for the Red Hawks. Michaela Williams had 13 points and 7 rebounds. Michaela Williams also had 2 big free throws in the final minute to help with that separation. Outside of that, 12 points from Madison Williams, majority of that in the first half for her. 8 points from Claire Twombly, 3 from Polly Rocky. And how about this, Paige? This is unofficial, but Kenzie Nelson did not score tonight, but 16 rebounds in the game. So Kenzie Nelson, she came in just a touch south, under 10 boards a game. That's going to push that 9.9 rebound average into double figures if that number is correct. But you can impact the game without scoring, and Kenzie Nelson did that in a big way with 16 rebounds for Hiawatha. Perry Lee Compton tonight led by Tatum Kalovich, the sophomore, 15 points and 4 rebounds. 9 points for Emmy Reed, 8 for Jolie Corcoran. Macy Corcoran, again, dealing with a right ankle injury, came off the bench and played through an injury, and you could tell it was bothering her, but the fact that she grinded one out, got 7 big points, good to see as Perry Lee Compton looks to get her back healthy down the home stretch. Kaylin Metcalf had 6 points, Charlie Blosser had 2 as well. Kendall Craig did not score in the game, but did have 5 rebounds for Perry Lee Compton. Some of the team numbers here. Two teams combined for 45 turnovers. Hiawatha out-rebounded Perry Lee Compton 36-27. 9 threes made in the game by the Red Hawks after no threes made in their loss to Rock Creek last week in that Thunder Classic Championship game. So more like this Red Hawks team that we've seen all season. 9 made threes, and they were also 12 of 23 from the free throw line. Perry Lee Compton, they had 6 threes in the game, and they only took 5 free throws, but they made all 5. So certainly a game that Perry lost by 6. Didn't have the free throw numbers. They missed a lot of bunnies, particularly in the first half, and they gave up way too many second and third chance opportunities throughout the course of the game. I would think those are kind of the big keys that allowed Hiawatha to pull this one out in gutsy fashion here tonight. All right, Paige, it's on you. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
You know, she's had a lot of them, but Kylie Nelson down that stretch, those important free throws, I think we better give it to Kylie.
Kylie Nelson, it's business as usual for one of the leading scorers in the Big East. 17 points, she led all scorers again tonight. And again, 3 consecutive free throws in crunch time in the final minute plus to help Hiawatha pull away 53-47 to avoid a second consecutive loss on the season. But the Red Hawks stay unbeaten in league play, move to 14-1 overall. All right, we got to hit a break. We're inching up to the start of the boys' game tonight, where the Perry boys have won 15 consecutive games against Hiawatha. The Red Hawk boys have not beat the Cause on the hardwood since December 13 of 2016. But I would have to imagine in this run leading up to tonight, this is the best Hiawatha boys team that Perry Lee Compton has seen during that stretch. Excited for game number 2. We send it back to the studio back in about 6 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.